Chester Road, a quarter mile east of Highway 141, or Gas Appliance Service, 2390 Centerline Industrial Drive, near Westport.
Grab your coat and get your hat. Leave your worries on the doorstep. Just direct your feet to the sunny side of the street. Can't you hear a pitter-patter? And that happy tune is your step. Life can be so sweet on the sunny side of the street. I used to walk in the shade with those blues on parade. But I'm not afraid. This rover,
let's get ready to rumble!
Crossed over. If I ever have a cent, I'll be rich as Rockefeller. Gold dust at my feet on the sunny side of the street.
Who's this?
I don't have a name for him. Just a new character.
Well, I don't have a name for this
Mr.
guy.
Guest.
Oh, well,
Mr.
Guest. Oh, Ian's got a guy.
Oh, does he? What's your guess? Here.
I don't know. I don't have a name for him either.
How about brain damage guy?
No, that's this voice right here.
Oh, that's your regular voice?
Yeah.
Almost Liberace.
I wish my brother George was here.
What was that old show on TV where they blindfolded the...
What's My Line?
Oh, yeah. And they had to guess from their voice who it was. Just say hi, everybody.
Hi, everybody.
Ooh. Yeah, right, do that again.
Let me see. Yeah, do it again.
Hello, everybody.
Bradley Cooper.
Bingo.
Wow.
In the studio, Bradley Cooper. Yeah.
Whoa.
Glad to be here. Glad to be here.
Bradley, I like your work, man.
Well, thank you. I like yours. I'm a big fan. I'm aiming the PM.
Whoa, Bradley Cooper. Yeah, aiming the PM.
I think I know who this is.
Yeah, it's... Please welcome to the studio son number two. That doesn't mean he's the second favorite. It means he was born second. Son number two, Pee-wee Pinion, everybody. Yeah.
Hey, Pee-wee.
Hey, how's it going?
Pee, you don't have to work quite that close. Maybe
okay.
Just, there
I'm
you
out
go.
Of practice.
Well, you are out of practice. Making a special guest appearance. This is a huge week at the Pinion household because at one time this week in the house will be Pee-wee, Bud, which is the older son, Lady, which is my daughter, Car Joe, or Little Man, who is my grandson, Carmen, who is my daughter-in-law, Amanda, who is my daughter,
Wait,
Jerry.
You said her twice. Yeah, you said Lady, who's my daughter,
yeah,
and then
daughters.
You said Amanda.
Now we know who the favorite is.
Hey, you know what? I'm a senior citizen, for goodness
Well, you are.
Jerry, my mother-in-law, will be there. Leave anybody out, P? Anybody? I think I got everybody.
Your wife?
Oh, no. My other son's girlfriend, Casey. Will also be with us. It will be as many people as we've ever had in our house at one time, and it's not even Thanksgiving yet. It's just...
Let me ask Pee-wee something.
Yes, Dan, you remember Dan here and Pee-wee sitting over there. You remember these guys. What's your question for
Will your mom be cooking, and will you sit down and enjoy it?
That's a good question.
Cooking.
Do you consider a microwave cooking? Does that fall?
That's
in the
more
realm?
Heating up. I
yeah.
think.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Well, then I guess.
You know,
no.
When people talk about our marriage and they go, "Oh man, things are heating up at their house," that's what they mean.
The microwave's on.
Means the microwave is on.
Yeah. That's right.
So here's the deal, Pee-wee. Since he's in town and his brother is also in town, and my daughter, he graciously consented to coming in and sharing his story about his brand new, pre-owned, yet to them still brand new, 2013 triple black Chevy Tahoe, which looks like a Secret Service vehicle. And it'll be quite, when they say triple black, what does that mean? It's black interior, black exterior, and
black tires.
That's
not one of the three blacks.
I don't know what that is.
I've heard him referred to as triple black, and I don't know that I get
the windows.
Well, it will be when he tints the windows.
Oh,
it's going to be an ominous looking, scary thing. And if he's behind you, you'll think the Secret Service is behind you. So let's run down this Landoff deal. It wasn't exactly just, hey, I'm Frank's son, practically give me the vehicle. And he said, okay, I'll be happy to. It didn't work that way. You dealt with Steve.
I just want to say thanks to Steve McNorton. He was my salesman.
McNorton.
And he was great. I literally just called the dealership and said I was interested in the car I saw online, and he immediately sent me a video of a tour of the vehicle.
That's pretty cool.
Inside, outside.
Wow. Which, let me add this, which they do for anybody that wants it. It's not because it's him.
That's pretty cool.
I found out
it was already done, right? And they
No,
he went out and did it just for.
Like if you went out, they'd go, okay, Peon, hi, this is Steve. On video,
oh, wow.
They
individual,
address you. They address you.
Customized.
Did he say hi, Pee-wee?
He
hi,
did. Pee-wee. Yeah, he did. He did. He personalized it.
My name's Steve.
It was great, and he was great to work with. And then I also dealt with Mark Thornton.
Yeah,
and he helped me work out the details of my trade-in. And they actually drove it to Jeff City to trade it out with me.
I think if they had to, they'd drive a car to Texas, if that's what it did.
Yeah.
So what was the deal? It's a 13, how many miles?
16,000.
16,000. Sticker new was like 60, right?
Yes.
Yeah. What'd you end up with? This is kind of personal, but who cares? What'd you end up rolling?
45.5 is what we...
All right. Well, you saved about 15 grand by waiting... by waiting 16,000 miles, which essentially is like two oil changes.
Right.
You wait just for two oil changes, you save 16 grand.
Yeah,
15
and
grand.
It was in great condition, and Mr. Londoff himself talked to me and helped me make the deal.
Now, when you're on the phone with him, do you call him Mr. Londoff?
I do.
Smart.
Yes.
Smart. Yeah. He makes. By the way, I do too. He makes me off the air. He makes me call him Mr. Londoff.
Yep. All of us.
A lot of people think that we're real. Like, you know, no.
In fact,
I made the mistake one day off the air on my own time, and I said, hey, John. He said, I'm sorry, John. Huh? And I said, I'm sorry, Mr. Londoff, I forgot my place. And he corrected me right away. So congratulations on the new vehicle.
Thank you.
And it was the deal that anybody could have gotten. They went back and forth a couple of times.
I'll say Bill, the gentleman who drove it to Jeff City, was very – very nice and very accommodating. He was the former, I think, chief of police of Florissant Police.
That's a safety level.
Now, did you make him walk? Did you make him walk back? Then?
Yes. He had to walk from Jeff City back to Florissant.
He did. Yeah.
It's a long walk.
It's unfortunate.
He's in good shape. So there you have it.
How do they do that? Do they have somebody follow him?
Yeah.
To drive him back?
No, he picked up the trade-in.
Oh, he just drove the trade-in back.
Yep.
Oh, no, wow, you guys did that all online? Did you do a tour for them for your trade-in?
No.
That would have been kind of cool.
You know what? Yeah. Dan's got a great idea. You should have said, hey, back at you. Here's my old GMC thing with 130,000. Look at this. Here are the worn-out tires, and here's a little wear on the seats, and here's what you're getting. That would have been a good idea. So Londoff.com, and you actually started the whole process online, right?
Yes. Yep. That's how we found the vehicle, and we weren't just searching Londoff in particular, but that was the best deal and the best car and the best service.
That's
what we went with.
Listen to this guy, son of a salesman.
Smooth.
You can tell it. But it's all true. And, of course, Washington Elizabeth exit off Interstate 270. Now, let's get to your discussion that you think you might need to have with Peon. Peon is 5 weeks away from the due date of Peon Jr., which is not going to be his name, but that's all he'll let us call him because he won't reveal the name of his son. You are the new father of a 16-month-old son,
my grandson.
And prior to this, I noticed grandparents saying things like, oh, he's a genius, he's so cute. Lies. In my case, it's true. This kid actually is a genius, and he is the cutest kid in the world. All the other grandparents have been lying. Now, he's 16 months old. And Peon, pay close attention. Grab that pen right there.
Got it.
Pick it up. Make some notes because you're going to need these. First thing, this business about dads needing to get up in the middle of the night and sort of share the middle of the night diaper changing thing with their wives and interrupting a night's sleep. Would you address this, Peon?
That's a myth, right?
And I call him P is short for Pee-wee. Address this for
me. I really don't know anything about that. All I know is that.
By the way, you're listening to P and Peon. Okay.
Yeah. I don't know anything about that. I would recommend getting a full 8 hours sleep. I mean, you've got to get up and go to work
exactly
in the morning.
Right, yeah.
and
essentially what he's, saying is, why jeopardize your job? Because while Angela's not working, you're the sole breadwinner. Why would you jeopardize that by going in sleep deprived?
And part of your job, you have to be pretty quick on the radio.
Exactly.
You don't have enough
dogs.
I'm going to go down. Abuse Boy will be back here in a second.
You don't want that to happen. You don't want him taking your job back.
No, and I don't have the feed bags on me, so what's the point of me getting, you know,
and
she
we also
just
need to address this mother-child bonding thing. I don't care how much feminism there is. I don't care what else changes in the world. There will always be this necessary bonding of mother and child. She's the breastfeeder. She gave birth out of her body. And for you, when you get up, peon, in the middle of the night, you are depriving that child of bonding time,
right?
And it could scar him.
I mean, he spent almost 9 months with her every day,
right.
So you got to keep that going.
You have
can't
to
just
gradually
rip him away from her.
No,
well said.
The other thing is, if she's already up when you get up, she can have your breakfast ready.
Well,
coffee.
Sure,
it's just easier. It works out a little bit better.
Exactly.
At least in my household.
That's my son.
Yep. Is your wife nearby, Pee Wee?
Say what?
Is your wife nearby?
Is she listening?
I think she's cooking right now.
Good for you. There you go.
Yeah. Are you writing this down?
Absolutely.
Now, here's another thing to consider, and I talked to Pee Wee about this just to see if he followed in my footsteps, and he did. I see all these 2020 segments on, you know, dads that share and diaper changing and all that stuff. Here's the deal. And I think Pee-wee will back me up on this. Women are naturally better, and they have a, how should I put this, a tolerance level that's much higher than men when it comes to gag reflex type things like poop and vomit and stuff. And do you really need to jeopardize your job here by coming in nauseated because you saw a guacamole filled diaper?
Yeah, no.
Before you, you don't. No, your whole family benefits if you keep your distance from that. And again, that's the part of the bonding. Pete, would you agree?
I agree. And you don't want to lose your appetite either, because if you sit down to the dinner table and you don't eat what has been
she's
cooked.
Insulted.
Exactly.
Right. She thinks, oh, my goodness, what is my food not good enough for you?
Right.
And all the time, it's that you're still sick from seeing that poop diaper.
Right.
And now he's right. You lost your appetite. Nothing about it works out
and
well.
And you can never, ever use Grey Poupon again as long as you live.
No,
if you
just the name, Poupon. You can't stand the sound of it. So change as few diapers as you can, because then you'll keep your appetite, and she'll be flattered that she thinks you like your cooking. Do not get up in the middle of the night. That disrupts the bonding time with Mom. What else? What else can you think of that? The crying.
Mm-hmm.
When they're crying. You don't want to. This child just came out of the womb. He's only familiar with one human body, and that's Mom.
Nurturing.
If he's crying and you walk in, it could scare him to death.
Sure.
Frighten him. And now the crying triggers more crying. Let her do that. He's crying. You tell her, go get him. Go get him, woman.
That's right.
Yeah. No.
And I plan on
just holding him when he's in a good mood.
Yes, and clean.
That's
right. Exactly.
And I think it's better for her to put the crib together and that sort of thing. Because
then she's familiar with the construction.
How it works.
If it has to be lowered or raised, she's already seen the instructions.
Right.
She knows. If there's a problem in the middle of the night, she's up already. She put it together.
There's not any of this advice I disagree with so far.
There's the same thing with toys. When a toy has to be assembled, hand her the tools and go put this thing together, because let's say something breaks on the toy and has to be repaired. Who's going to be better equipped to do it while he's at work than she will if she put the thing together to begin with?
Yeah,
exactly.
So she should assemble toys.
Why, that old saying, the apple doesn't fall far from the tree.
Well, thank goodness it didn't. So she assembles things, puts them together. Here's another thing. Little kids have to be carried around a lot. It's hard on the back. It's hard on your arm. She's already, and I'm trying not to overuse the word literally, but in this case it applies. She has literally been carrying him for 9 months.
Strong back muscles.
She has built up her back muscles.
Right.
where you, peon, you start hauling this kid around, you're going to have a sore lower
back. I've already
back.
Got a bad back. Yeah.
All right.
No,
okay. Well, there you go. You're going to be in the chiropractor. You're going to be in surgery. Now we have to dip into the family funds to pay for medication because your back went out.
Now, would you recommend one of those harnesses for her? Yeah, for her.
Oh, yeah. Try to make it as easy on her as you can. Yeah. She's your wife, for goodness sake.
Right.
And even though she's going to carry him pretty
one
much
those little
all
papooses.
The time.
Sure. Yeah.
But think about that. She has carried him for 9 months. In fact, taking him away and not having her carry him a lot, her body doesn't know what to think of that. What happened to that baby I was carrying?
That's right.
You gradually take him away.
Don't take too much advantage. I mean, while she's putting dishes in the dishwasher, pick him up.
Yeah, when she's doing things like vacuuming, you can play with him. Yeah. If you have to pick him up, then you can.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow, this
she's
is such
vacuuming.
Great advice. This is such great. I didn't see you write a lot. Did you write any of this down?
No, I mean, this is all pretty much what I had.
Reconfirming what you already knew.
Yes.
In case she leaves you any of those baby books, you don't need to read those.
Just, no. Just,
right here is
no.
all you need.
Yeah.
This is it.
You pick up the phone, you call my son.
Okay.
Or me. And he's right. Don't be paying some psychologist. You call us. We'll tell you the right way.
That's right.
Yeah. And if you can see how healthy and psychologically healthy my grandson is, and look here at my son, how smart and well-adjusted he is. You know why? Because they were raised the way we're telling you to raise
them. And well-rested, he sounds.
Yeah.
He sounds well-rested.
He's very well. Aren't you well-rested?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. There you go.
Have to be.
All right. Any questions, Peon?
No.
All right. Well, that wraps it up. What a great segment. I want to thank our special guest, Pee Wee Pinion.
Thank you.
Welcome anytime.
All right.
Anytime you're in the area.
Great to see you, Pee.
Good to see you, too.
Cut you loose. You can go mingle with the family while I slave away. The rest of the entire family can visit. Not me.
Nope.
Not me. Workaholic. Here I am. All right. Well, thanks for coming.
All right. Thank you.
I tell you what. Let me real quickly do a little Matheny business. And pay attention, folks, because I've seen forecasts for tonight's low from 8 degrees to 12 degrees, depending on, whose forecast you look at.
Either one, it's ridiculous.
Yeah. Either one of those requires a smoothly operating heating system. Matheny, Matheny, Matheny. I think I'm going to always say it three times to just make sure that everybody gets it. Now, saying this is almost hurtful to my son. You look at him, look at his face, because he doesn't service Jefferson City. And that's one of the things he doesn't like about living there is that he can't get access to Matheny Heating and Cooling. He has to settle for some second-rate company in that area. You folks listening, for the most part, you're lucky. Now, those of you listening down near Dyersburg, Tennessee, and I'm not kidding, the signal goes to just outside Dyersburg. Those of you listening in Springfield, Illinois, where the signal is crystal clear, sorry.
Hey, I was just in Cape Girardeau, and...
crystal clear.
It was crystal clear.
Big, wow. That's why they call it the Big 550. But for those of you in St. Louis County and 98% of St. Charles County, good news. Matheny would be happy to become, and I think will, after one appointment, your heating and cooling company, whether it's just regular maintenance, whether there's something wrong that needs to be made right, or replacement of a full system. 72 years, commercial, residential, any type, any model, any make, any style, it doesn't matter. They're trained to do all of it. They can work on it. They can replace it. And replacement of a system, in many cases, means putting in the system that should have been put in the first time but wasn't. Because most homeowners, when they build a home, if the builder takes a couple of shortcuts, they don't know. They don't know the difference. So have it done right when you do it again. Matheny Heating and Cooling. MatheneyHeatingandCooling.com.
News, weather, traffic, sports, and live local talk. This is the Big 550
KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
No matter where you turn, you can't escape it. Debt.
credit card bills and collection agencies calling and calling and calling. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief at 636-243-8555. PCS Debt Relief is a local company with an amazing track record of helping people just like you. PCS Debt Relief has an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, so you know they do it the right way. They don't charge any upfront fees and won't push you into a cookie-cutter quick fix that ends up making your situation worse. At PCS Debt Relief, you'll get free advice where you'll work one-on-one with a debt analyst. They'll explain all of your options and customize a plan exclusively for you. Settle your debt for thousands less than you thought you had to pay. It happens every day at PCS Debt Relief. Call them right now at 636-243-8555. That's 636-243-8555. Or explore their informative website at PCSDebtRelief.com. End the nightmare. Call PCS Debt Relief now.
Let's get a look at traffic right now and check in with Tim Weiland.
Thank you, Dan. We have some ramp restrictions on eastbound 70 at Highway 94. There is an accident on the entrance ramp. Other than that, just volume getting going now on southbound 270. Little stretch between Manchester, Doherty Ferry, eastbound 40. Still looking good as you approach the Poplar Street Bridge, westbound 40. Just a little off the pace between Hampton and McCausland. And this report brought to you by Subway. Get your own big hot pastrami melt at Subway. It's piled high with dry rubbed beef and melty cheese on freshly baked bread. Enjoy yours with mustard and pickles. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
You have all that space. Why won't you take 5 minutes and organize it and use that space to its biggest potential? Well, you can do that with one simple phone call to St. Louis Closet Company. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated for over 20 years, started out of Jennifer Williams' garage, and it has grown exponentially throughout the years. They've reclaimed a building in Maplewood and have given money back to the local community and to the local economy. St. Louis Closet Company, locally owned and operated, 100% custom closets for you, manufactured right here in St. Louis. No prefabricated parts, no standard sizes, truly custom closets, whether it's pantries closets, kids closets, Murphy beds to save space, whatever it may be. You want to organize your life and organize that space, there's only one place to call. St. Louis Closet Company, 314-781-9000. That's 314-781-9000 or stlouisclosetco.com. Buying a home and finding a real estate agent is probably the most important thing you will do. Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group, what should people look for in a real estate agent?
Number one, you should find a top-producing full-time agent. Did you know 20% of the agents sell about 80% of the houses in the St. Louis area? So the average agent sells less than 8 houses a year. Kathy Helbig Group sells over 100 houses a year.
You're not a typical real estate agent. You have a full group and a full team.
Exactly. It's a real estate business, so we have to be proficient at marketing, exposure, pricing, knowing our inventory, knowing the competition, and how to negotiate offers.
Kathy, if a buyer or a seller calls you today, what can you offer them?
A professional home designer on our staff will come in and give them an evaluation of their style and staging of their home prior to going on the market.
That's 17-year full-time producer, realtor, Kathy Helbig of the Kathy Helbig Group. She's a real estate expert, and she's on KSDK Channel 5, and she's here with us on the Big 550 KTRS. KathyHelbigGroup.com, 314-726-SOLD, or KathyHelbigGroup.com.
The 2014 Turkey Bowl broadcast between Webster and Kirkwood High Schools on the Big 550 KTRS is brought to you in part by the law firm of Thompson Coburn LLP, with offices in St. Louis, Chicago, Los Angeles, Southern Illinois, and Washington, D.C. Thompson Coburn LLP provides legal services to clients across the U.S. For more information, go to thompsoncoburn.com. The choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely upon advertisements.
So what if someone owned your GM vehicle before you did? It may be pre-owned, but it's got the same stuff it came with, like OnStar. Yep, that service that sends help in a crash, runs diagnostic checks, and gives you roadside assistance. Just push the blue OnStar button and ask for 3 months on us, a free trial offer, good on any 06 or newer OnStar inactive GM model. If you don't want it after that, just say so. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, offer details, and system limitations.
Here comes the fall. Time to start looking at your yard and time to start reseeding. Can I recommend Dyna-Green Seeds? They have the tall fescue seed, and it can be found at your local home and garden dealer. It is designed specifically for lawns in the Midwest, in this temperature, in this region. So you want the best lawn? You want Dyna-Green. And to find out more, DynaGreenInfo.com and their tall fescue seed. For your local Dyna-Green dealer, check out Bear Garden Shop.
Donate your vehicle to Goodwill starting in November and receive a year of movies, compliments of St. Louis's hometown theater, Werenberg Theater. Donating to Goodwill is so easy. It's tax deductible and towing is free. Donate your vehicle to Goodwill. Give the gift of hope and receive a year of movies. Call Goodwill 314-241-3464 and mention movies. For more information or to donate online, go to mersgoodwill.org.
Restrictions apply while supplies last.
Research. Price. Find. OnlyCars.com helps you get the right car without all the drama. Cars.com. All drive, no drama.
Hi, this is Jeff Lapidus, the retirement coach. If you want to make smart choices about your retirement planning, listen to my show, Straight Talk on Retirement, this Saturday at 10 a.m. here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Okay, now we can get back on track here. This is Monday, so Jose Hernandez will join us about 4:15. Be ready with your questions about your phone or potential phone you're thinking about buying. Real quickly, I will mention, a couple nights ago we ran into a friend of ours, and I noticed he had a new phone, and it was the iPhone 6 Plus.
That big one?
Oh, my goodness. As the old Saturday Night Live skit used to say, my old thing is huge. And I'm glad, I'm so glad I saw it, because now I know I don't want one. It's a mini iPad. It's like a miniature iPad. Yeah. It's so big. You know what he said? He's one of these people who jumped in and ordered it before they even hit the store, so he could be, boom, one of the first to have it. Sight unseen, he said, I hate this thing. He said, I wish I had never done this. I said, I should have looked at it first. He told me, he said, get the 6. Do not get the 6 Plus.
Because it's too big?
It's just too big. It's too big to feel like a phone.
I have the Note 3, and it has taken me a while
but
to
I,
get
But I think
this.
The 6 Plus is actually bigger than that, I believe.
Yes. Is it?
Yeah, oh yeah. So oh, wow. Yours is the stopping point. I know what the Note 3 is, and I like it. But imagine bigger than that.
There's a Samsung Mega, and it's a little bigger than the Note 3, so that's probably the same size.
You know, it doesn't make sense to me. We go one direction, and then we go the completely other direction. How much smaller? I remember when the Star Tac came out, and then there were various flip phones, and the smaller and smaller. Oh, you put it in your shirt pocket, and then we started going bigger, and now we're so big it's ridiculous.
Oh no, Dan, yours is bigger. The Note 3 is a 5.7 inch.
You got to be kidding.
The iPhone 6 Plus is 5.5 inches.
You got to be kidding. Hmm. Well, I think
the Note 3 is about as big as they come. That's almost
there's a mega. Let me see yours.
There's a mega.
Yeah, that's
that,
big.
A Samsung Mega that's a little bigger than the Note 3.
At a certain point, it looks like you're holding a laptop computer on the side of your head.
I know. And that's what it feels like sometimes. Even when I'm still on it, and it's just, it's wider.
Now, I will say this. I maybe it was yours one day. You let me talk to somebody, said, here, and I took the phone. It was Landolf or somebody. And I will tell you, a killer speaker. I mean, the earpiece.
Yes.
It was tremendous. But I don't want to carry something that size.
I love this phone, though, because of the font.
And you need it. But you need it.
Right, yeah.
You need it. All right, let's do some Burke segment. Who has a contribution? I need to do it right like Mr. Burke used to do it. Does anybody have anything to say?
I do.
All right. And now, just back from Cape Girardeau, Missouri, Dan Levi Strauss.
That's right. Thank you, Frank.
You're welcome.
I was in Cape Girardeau, Missouri. My daughter is
That's
actually...
That's what Frank just said.
I know. My daughter's actually still there. We left there this morning about 6:30.
Just repeat me.
6:30 this morning to head down there because I had to come back. I had to end up leaving, but it's music.
You know why you had to come back? Because you're dedicated to your job.
Darn right.
A lot of people would have called in sick, not you.
Darn tootin'. It's music major day down there. So the music department has put on this They get to go down and they meet the vocal coaches. They meet the
So your daughter sings?
Teacher, yes.
Never mentioned.
Didn't I tell you that?
Never mentioned it.
Oh, yeah, she sings. She's already getting some scholarship money.
Braggart.
And then doing this now will determine how much they like her. She'll get more scholarship money.
Well, the more stuff I hear about college loans, the greater that whole scholarship thing sounds. I can't believe some of the loans these kids are still paying off.
Oh, it's crazy. We sat in a financial seminar today, and all of the stuff is just it's there's so much. But there's a lot of money out there to be had. But
yeah, but it has to be paid back.
Some of it does, some of it doesn't. If you qualify for grants, there's certain grants, and then there's also these financial people were telling us to click on you get on their website, and then you click go to their portal. That's the new thing for schools. They have portals.
Yeah.
And you get on the parent portal, and then you click financial, and then you go and you fill out this form, and then there's more scholarship money in there that could be had. So there's all
scholarship
this
money is fine.
Oh, I know.
All right, so I'm sorry, I cut you off again. She's got several scholarship opportunities.
Several scholarship opportunities. She already has some scholarship money already in place, at least half of the tuition so far.
That means she knows where she's going to school already?
How
can you have money in place? It would have to be designated to a certain school.
This school has told her, this is what we will offer you, and this is what we will give you. And she's down there right now at SEMO, and she's auditioning for the choir and singing for them. And then they will determine when they hear her sing and stuff, they may give her more scholarship money.
Beautiful.
And they may say, you know what, we want her in the choir. Let's give her a full ride. Woo! I'm hoping that's what my
that can
fingers
happen.
Are crossed. I know.
That can happen.
Because she is a pretty good singer. And my niece goes down there also, so that's a good thing. So they would be there for at least a couple years together. And then, so that's what today has been. So I left at like 12:05, and I thought, man, I just want to make sure I give myself enough time. So I got right back here at 2:00, so it was good.
That's called work ethic.
Yeah. I could have stayed another 10 or 15 minutes to see my niece, and I didn't get to see her. But
yeah, she'll have to understand.
Yeah.
You get a very difficult job. You have a hard job.
Yes, I do.
It requires a lot of preparation.
And then Saturday, I was in Walgreens. I was at a Walgreens, and I was there with someone, and we were the only ones in the aisle, and there was someone else down at the end of the aisle. This lady was down at the end of this aisle. I bent over, and all of a sudden we hear this. Wait, Ian's going to...
Oh, you need my help there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we hear this, and it was louder and longer than that.
You got a louder, longer one to kind of...
I don't know.
Dramatization.
No, I guess
it was very simple.
Oh, that's a good one.
it wasn't quite like that, but it was long and loud, and it was like, did you do that? And it's like,
did you say that to her?
No, it was.
You should have just. Tammy, what if you just walked up to a Walgreens? Excuse me, did you just cut the cheese? I wonder what would somebody do if you did that.
Yeah, I wish people would just do that. Boy,
did you just cut the cheese?
Oh, it was. There was no doubt.
I did that to. I'm not kidding. I just did that to my wife 2 days ago, and we were in a. I won't name the store. Well-known store, and she was in front of me, and I walked into it, and I said, "Just cut the cheese." I said it real loud right in the store.
She
turned around and she went shh. Which meant yes.
Oh.
I was bent down looking at something, and Tammy says, did you do that? And I said, no, it wasn't me.
You know what that means? It was Tammy.
Yeah.
That's what they do.
Yeah, you were bent down looking at something.
It wasn't, but it came from behind me, mm-hmm, which was this lady at the end of the aisle, and I just lost it. I know that she knew that I was laughing at her, and it was so loud. And then she was in the upset stomach aisle.
Oh, that's all the proof you need.
Oh man. Yeah.
It was so funny. But I thought about being at different places, like in a church, and you hear that. And I was at a seminar one time, and at the most quietest moment in the seminar, you hear this.
Yeah, that's the best place for it to happen.
Oh, and I was crying. I was laughing. And you have that church laugh, you know, so you're trying
now,
to
how
laugh.
Does this, is this still part of your birth segment? We go on from Cape Girardeau to Church Pew.
Yeah.
Cape Girardeau was finished. Finished that.
It's part two.
And this is part two with the Walgreens lady, in Walgreens that as my grandma used to say, my grandma Strauss used
shoot
to say,
German.
She shouted German.
Probably incorrect politically, but it's funny anyway.
I'm sure.
Whatever grandparents say, they get a pass.
Yeah.
They just do.
Yeah.
Anything else?
No, that's it.
Pion, did you have anything?
I do.
And now with his contribution, here is our control board operator of 16 years, Pion.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
We had a pretty eventful day yesterday. It was my side of the family's baby shower for
how many have there been?
This has been the third one. This is the third and final one. So she's done now. We're done acquiring stuff.
Okay. For her and the baby, not you.
Yes, exactly. And it went well. I showed up at the end, you know, to of course load up.
That's
what I'm good
for.
Yeah, just to transport all the stuff back home. And then, but last night we had our first, I'll say, speed bump so far. So far this pregnancy has been pretty not eventful, mm-hmm. which
that's,
is a
that's
good
the way
thing.
You want, yeah, that's what you want.
Exactly. But last night she was laying down and she started just saying to herself, I don't think I felt him move at all today. Which was, you know, she was in the course of a busy day to shower and everything.
Yeah, but now is when everything's going to start to scare her.
Exactly.
Now.
So, and that's when he's usually moving around and stuff, is at night when you lay down. That's when you feel. So, she did
by the
a couple,
way, has she hit you with that lie yet that you can't have sex anymore?
After the baby or during
the
baby?
Like right now.
No, you know what? Usually.
No, they usually lie.
A lot of women, though.
Like
a
3
lot of,
months before the baby.
Oh, no. See, she couldn't lie because she made me go to that class.
Aha. Uh-huh. And in front of you, you heard him say, oh, it's okay to continue relations.
Absolutely.
Oh, a lot of women, it, though.
And multiple times during the classes. We had six weeks of classes. They were all about 3 to 4 hours apiece, so that was that's about 24 hours of class time that I had, and multiple times, I want to say at least 5 or 6 times, the words nibble and stimulation were used together about, yes.
Nibble.
Not nibble.
Oh, nibble. Oh, they, a lot of women will get kind of, their hormones are kind of active and
so
they get kind of horned
so
up a little bit.
So after making me sit through all those classes, she couldn't throw any lies
out.
What
was the
bump?
Yeah.
So she, you know, of course, she's. They tell you all these different kind of things. You know, if you haven't felt a move, you're supposed to try to see if there's 10 movements in an hour. They tell you to drink juice, you know, sugar to try to get them to
now, not bowel
be more
movements,
active.
Because 10 bowel movements, that'd be horrible.
No, not bowel
not
movements,
that kind
just,
of movement.
Just baby movements.
Okay.
So after a couple hours, there was still nothing. So, of course, she's
freaking out. Yep.
And I'm starting to freak out a little
too.
Bit, you know.
I would, too.
So she gets on the phone. She calls the hospital, talks to a midwife. Because she's going to be in these birthing suites at Mercy. So one of the midwives said, okay, I'm going to head over there. So we ended up, you know, this is about midnight last night. We headed up there, and then they put the Doppler on first. I don't know if you...
The Doppler.
See the weather in her stomach?
Yes. Yes,
wow,
you see what
the weather radar.
Chance of precipitation. No, the Doppler can pick up the heartbeat. So they do that right away, and there was a heartbeat, but then they hooked her up to this fetal monitoring device. So we sat there for a half hour while this registered the heartbeat and everything. So everything, bottom line, everything was fine. He was just sleeping heavily, apparently, which
taking it easy.
That would be a son of mine sleeping heavily.
Already have enough of a mind where he could sit there and go, you know what, I think I'll freak him out.
Oh, sure, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I think I'll give him a little scare.
That's totally possible. But
I haven't been here yet.
And with her, you know, with her, this is being her first one and everything, you know, it's...
Because
they tell you that during class, you should be feeling movement, and if not, it can be a red flag, so...
Yeah. But, and by the way, don't buy in into the after he's born, she's going to hit you with the doctor says I can't have sex for a year. Don't fall for that either.
No.
Yeah, they tried that too.
No, they covered all that in class too. Yeah.
Okay. She's probably already regretting she lets you go to those classes. Because the truth
she
comes
will be
out.
Yes, because I know all this stuff now that I'm equipped now to. But you were talking about the episiotomy during the class we talked about. They essentially, this class said you may not want that done. You may just want it to naturally
tear.
Rip?
Yeah, because it'll heal better than a, then they also talked about, you know what the perineum is?
Yes.
That is essentially the taint.
Mm-hmm. Perineum. Mm-hmm.
So they mentioned a lot during this class that you need to, I can't remember the term. It's essentially help stabilize the perineum while all this action is going on. So so they'll have nurses kind of push on that area apparently to kind of fortify the walls.
The perineum? If a man had a baby, if I went in and they started telling me that I was going to be going through, I'd go, wait a minute, what?
You're going to push on
no,
what?
I just go, no. Find plan B. There's
got to
be another way to do this.
Get us massage the perineum and all this. Kind of
C-section. Hey, what happens? Like, she's doing a midwife and she's doing this natural.
Right.
What happens if they do have to do like an emergency C-section? Was that addressed in those classes?
Yeah, you'll essentially just be wheeled to
an operating room.
An operating room, yeah. Because you're in the hospital.
By.
We're in the hospital, so.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Yeah.
All right, everything's good. That's a good thing.
So it was our first little hiccup, but everything turned out all right, so that's good.
All right. Is that it?
That was it.
Let's shut her down.
Oh, some people have said that if the baby has a lot of hair, it will move around a lot or something.
I don't buy it.
All those wide tails, yeah.
You know what's still on available and for sale? And here, I don't ever want to be that guy that, my grandson and blah, blah, blah. But things happen that I have to share with you because they're all good news. They still sell Play-Doh. For example,
yeah. Right.
I love Play-Doh.
Yeah.
I love it. We got him some Play-Doh. They still sell Slinkies. They still sell bubbles. Only when I was a kid, here's what you got. A bottle of bubble stuff and one stick with a hole in it.
Oh, the wand. Yeah.
Now they have
bubble
wands.
Bubble guns, bubble machines.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. We bought 3 bubble guns, battery operated. You pull the trigger, Lawrence Welk.
Oh, that's awesome.
Bubbles everywhere. Oh, yeah. It's great. But I'm just glad that there are still what I consider
the old-fashioned toys.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Traditional toys. Here, blow some bubbles, play with some Play-Doh, that silly putty you can still buy. Obviously, some of the stuff when they're little, like you don't want to swallow it. But I'm just glad this stuff is still out there.
Yeah.
Water guns, regular water guns, because honest to goodness, I expected by now the do-gooders to put an end to orange and lime green plastic water guns, saying that it's teaching the kids violence. What
right.
A pile of hogwash. So they're still out there. Let's keep it that way. I'm going to do a little business. We're going to break. We're going to come back, and Jose Hernandez will join us and tell you a whole lot more than just things like he saw a friend's iPhone 6 and it was too big. He's got a lot of knowledge. And most of you listening, there's something very recently that was about to drive you insane about something electronic. Here's the guy who can help you. I got a terrific email. I will share it with you from Kelly. I don't like to do last names because I don't know how much sometimes of people's personal information they want to have shared. Dear Frank, I just had to write regarding First Community Credit Union. I've had a car loan with them in the past, but recently I moved my checking and my savings accounts there. I was a longtime customer of Blank Bank. I'm not going to mention the bank, but he does. Last year, and year after year, years before that, I started receiving these statements of fees that I was paying. And on your recommendation, and he puts in parentheses, I also love the yard sale. Your recommendation, I give First Community a try, prompted me to make the switch. I am so happy I did. Their customer service is top-notch. The latest representative, Dave, was excellent, but several people have assisted me since opening the accounts in September and have all been equally
responsive. Best regards, Kelly. Kelly, thank you. Now, I don't know, is Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y, could that be a guy, or I don't know if that's a man?
It's probably a girl.
Or a woman. Well, Kelly, whether you're male or female doesn't matter. What matters is your AM and the PM, and you are now a member, a full-blown member of First Community Credit Union, and we thank you for that. So there you have it, Kelly. Unsolicited, unpaid, telling you, as many people have, that it really is a great place to bank. First Community Credit Union, firstcommunity.com.
Meep, meep.
And here's Tim Wiley with a look at traffic.
All right, Dan, looks like traffic is getting a little heavy and slow now if you're traveling on eastbound 270 midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. Other than that, it's just steady volume on westbound 40 between Hampton and McCausland, southbound 270 from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry, and eastbound 40 downtown. Just a little heavy on the approach to the Poplar Street Bridge. And this report brought to you by Subway. This holiday season, Subway is celebrating you because it's customer appreciation. The meatball marinara and the cold cut combo are now $2 each. Subway, eat fresh. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Mizzou, the Golden Eagles, in round ball action. This Wednesday, Coach Tim Anderson and the Missouri Tigers take on the Golden Eagles of Oral Roberts University at Mizzou Arena.
Bang, he buried it.
Coverage begins at 6:30 p.m. and the tip-off is at 7. Catch it all right here on the Big 550 KTRS. We are our Mizzou.
The truth is, gentlemen, that as you get older, your body produces less testosterone, and that's a serious issue. How do you fix it? You fix it by calling the Low T Institute of St. Louis. They are a serious medical facility whose doctors are trained and dedicated to helping men with low testosterone. When you have low T, you're moody, you're irritable, you have belly fat that starts to grow, and lean muscle starts to go away. Am I painting a true picture or not? Well, you might be suffering from low T. Look, this is not a Popeye pill that you take in the morning and all of a sudden you look like Popeye. Low T is a serious issue, and the Low T Institute of St. Louis is covered by insurance and it's FDA approved. So their doctors on staff will give you a battery of tests, and they'll find out if you're suffering from low T. If you are, they'll give you the FDA approved testosterone supplement treatment, and you'll get your testosterone levels to safe, normal levels, and then you're back in business. 314-254-9114 or lowtstl.com.
When our water heater broke down last month, it took 5 hours for the plumber to show up, and he charged us a couple of $100 just to come out. And then it cost another $1,800 to put in the new water heater. I felt like I'd been taken. But what else could I do?
The smartest thing you can do is get a home warranty from American Residential Warranty. Their home warranties pay to repair or replace all your major appliances when they break. Just call 800-711-6816. That's 800-711-6816.
Mizzou fans, Lion's Choice has been a tradition since 1967. Stop by today and enjoy our mouth-watering turkey and ham sandwiches, or even try an Italian beef. Lion's Choice. Get real.
Mizzou football on KTRS is brought to you by the St. Louis VA Healthcare System. Be sure to tune in this Saturday as Mizzou takes on the Tennessee Vols. St. Louis VA Healthcare System.